Hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Hello, everyone. This is Trina Newby coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. This is a beautiful fall day here in Atlanta. The temperatures are definitely coming down, and this is my favorite time of the year, and I know that it is for many women because we get to be colorful in our fashion, and at the same time, we're not going to be sweating all over the place as much because the temperatures are getting cool now. As a matter of fact, it was so cool last night here in Atlanta that I found myself having to put on a sweater while I was outside. So I'm excited, and a lot goes on. Fall reminds us that we definitely need to fall into place with getting our businesses prepared for 2011. That's right. The holiday seasons are just around the corner. We have a lot going on, and if you're a mom, if you're a wife, you even have more going on because, as you know, our kids get excited during the holiday season. We get excited during the holiday season, and so a lot of things happen to kind of put our business not necessarily in priority. So I'm hoping that everybody will really stay tuned into womenaboutbiz.com. We've got some great things in store for you to help you to get your strategy going for 2011 because we certainly want to encourage you. Again, for those of you that are just tuning in, this is Trina Newby with Successful Woman Radio Show. And as always, I ask that you bless the lives of one person, one other woman, and get her on the show today listening so that she can get encouraged, so that she can get motivated. So for those of you that are already on the call listening to the show, I want to encourage you to flash over if you can and call just one person whose life you can bless today. Perhaps they're in business. Perhaps they're struggling with their business. Perhaps they need encouragement or motivation. Have them to dial in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Tell them to call in to 347, that's 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. As always, we're trying to encourage women to spread the word about Successful Woman Radio, not only spread the word about us as a radio show, but to really bless the lives of another woman who needs encouragement, who perhaps has shared with you that, you know, she's tired of being around negative people and people who are not necessarily planting seeds of positivity into her business or her life. Perhaps that woman needs to hear something today that is going to motivate her to get going for the week. So I totally want to encourage you to always share with other women resources and things that are going to help them in their business as well as in yours. Well, as always, we are bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. We've got another great lineup for you today. I want to just say the month is going by so very fast. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but, you know, Labor Day came to us, and it just passed by so very fast. And now here we are already on the 13th of September, a little less than halfway through, and already the month is probably over for many of us who are planning our businesses and trying to make things happen. Our theme for this month is Million Dollar Mindset. And the question everybody needs to be asking is, do I have the mindset to take myself to the next level financially? You see, it's not always about having the right information. It is not always about someone mentoring you or coaching you or helping you. Sometimes it's pure and simple. It's about your mindset. And if you do not have the mindset to take you to the million-dollar level, if you don't have the mindset to take you just to the next level in your business, nothing is going to help you. No resources, no people, not even yourself, nothing. And so this month we are definitely going to delve into, for the rest of this month, million-dollar mindset, what it takes to make it happen. And then, of course, we're going to let you know about our upcoming teleclasses and events for September. And I'll be featuring a short excerpt from the book E-Myth by Michael Gerber, As you all know, this is our featured book club book for September and October. And, of course, we'll wrap it up with inspiration for the week. We've got a few prizes to hand out today as well, and we'll be doing that a little bit later on in the show. But right now, what I would like to do, again, is to welcome all of you who are tuning into the show. This is Trina Newby, your business success coach and host of the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm going to go ahead and tell you about some things that are coming up in with women about biz. First of all, for all of you who are listening to the show in and around the Atlanta area or on the East Coast, this is a great time for you to be connected to Women About Biz. We've got our Empower for Women conference coming up on Saturday, September 25th, Empower for Women conference. And this conference, I'm so excited about it because this not only kicks off our Empower for Women program, but it is going to give you some incredible seminars that you will be able to take and implement in your business and in your personal life. You know, get ready for a full-day conference like no other. Again, the conference is on Saturday, the 25th of September. We've got 2 weeks before it goes live at Cobb Galleria Center here in Atlanta. The general registration is $39 until Monday, September the 20th. Again, it's $39 until Monday, September the 20th. And let me just share with you some of our speakers. We have millionaires, Nicola Jackson, who is well known for being a diva in the direct sales industry. But not only that, she's a real estate investor. She's an entrepreneur in many, many things, doing very, very well. She just wrote an incredible book, Inside the Millionaire's Vault. She is going to be speaking on becoming, creating the wealth you deserve. And then, of course, we have professional life coach Diane Mason, who's going to be presenting Becoming a Visionary Woman. We have Tori Allen, who's with Brainchild Communications, a well-known marketing specialist here in the Atlanta area, who's going to be giving us savvy marketing on a budget. And we have Pamela Adams, who's going to be bringing the power of self-publishing, learning to brand yourself and follow your dreams by creating and writing your own book. And then, of course, we have the new power of social networking. It is literally the next big wave for the Internet, and you need to understand how to take advantage of social networking. And then we're going to have an Empower ceremony. This is where you commit to yourself. You commit to your business. It's kind of like a renewal ceremony, saying that you are ready to take your life to the next level. You're ready to embrace wealth. And, of course, we're going to have vendors. We're going to have a spa room. We're going to have all kinds of things going on that day. This gives you a great opportunity to meet new women, extend your contact list, promote your business, and receive a lot of wonderful education and information that you will be able to put to use right away. So you guys make sure you go on the Women About Biz website. Right there on the front page is the Empower for Women Conference logo, and just click on that and it'll take you to the registration page. Again, only $39 for general registration, and that fee will be available until the 20th, and then it actually goes up to 59. So I want to make sure that you pass the word, encourage everyone that you know. We're really, really excited. And if you're interested in exhibiting at the Empower for Women conference, it's only $75 for exhibitors. So we're trying to make it affordable during our economic times, but at the same time, we want to make sure that we put on something quality for you. If you're not in Atlanta, it doesn't matter. Get here. We want to see you here in Atlanta. We want to network and connect with you. Again, Empower for Women Conference and Networking Expo coming Saturday, September 25th at Cobb Galleria Center from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We've got some excellent Wednesday Lunch and Learn teleclasses coming up. Very, very excited about that. If you have any interest in starting a business, if you've not started a business yet or you know someone who is getting ready to start a business, then you definitely need to let them know about the Her Own Boss, okay, Startup Seminar. This is a wonderful 2.5-hour teleclass, actually, that is coming on a Saturday, okay? Very, very powerful information that will be given, legal requirements, finding startup capital, but we're taking it a step further. Everyone that attends this teleseminar, of course, will get a wonderful handbook that will be emailed to them as a PDF. Again, this is a cost teleclass. It is $39 as well. The difference is it does come with a one-on-one coaching session and to help you just really get your business going and start it. So I want to encourage you to take a look at that in our events section at Women About Biz. Again, if you've not been to womenaboutbiz.com, I want to encourage everyone on the call, you need to be, if not a gold member, which is what we encourage you to be, if you can't afford to be a gold member at this time, you need to be at the very least a silver member, which is a free lifetime subscription to the Women About Biz website. We ask that you go on womenaboutbiz.com and register as a silver member. And, of course, when you're ready, you can upgrade to our powerful Empower Gold Member program that not only gets you resources, but it gets you weekly coaching programs as well. And speaking of weekly coaching, for all of you who are gold members, our weekly coaching sessions will start tomorrow, September 14th. And, of course, we're excited. We're going to be helping you to set the foundation for your personal development. For those of you that are not gold members, it's not late for you. You can come on and pay for coaching sessions on Women About Biz and join in with us. We encourage you to go to the site, click on business coaching, and there you'll find everything that you need for business coaching. Well, again, as I said before, this is fall. This is an absolutely wonderful time for us to start literally falling into planning for our business and making things happen. And with that said, I want to give you guys five things that you can do to survive in a challenged economy. You know, a lot of people have had a tendency to make the economy as an excuse. But really, economists say that this is the best time to be in business for yourself. This is the best time to start a business if you haven't started a business. This is a great time for individuals who are in direct sales, product businesses, service businesses. This is just an awesome time. But if you allow yourself to listen to everything that is going on out there in the news, on all of the news channels, you know, you're just continuously hearing doom, then it can discourage you from really being productive in your business. So I want to give you guys, you know, some tips and ideas on really surviving a challenged economy. I want to encourage you and let you know that no matter where you are in your business at this time, you can improve. You can turn around your business, and you can make things happen in your business in a short period of time. The important thing for you to understand is that you have got to get yourself focused, and that's what is important right now. It is 12 minutes after the hour, and you are listening to Successful Woman Radio. I'm your success coach, Trina Newby. Well, as promised, I want to quickly give you guys six tips to survive in a challenged economy for your business. Again, if you guys are not listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with a pen and notepad handy, I want to encourage you to always have a pen and notepad handy. Because we try to give resources and tips that you're going to be able to put to use right away. You might say it's the coach in me. I want to always make sure that I provide quality information to individuals. Here's the thing for today. In talking about a challenged economy, most businesswomen, of course, we have concerns. However, we have to tough it out. And in order to do that, there are six things that I want to recommend to you with your business and moving forward during these challenging times. Here's number one. Number one is that you need to know what your business goals and priorities are. Now, this should be the first item on your agenda to keep your business growing. If you don't know what your business goals are or what your priorities are, you know, this is the first place that you need to start. This means you must stay current on your business trends. You must know what works, what doesn't work, and you must seek the help of experts if necessary to, you know, to identify what your business goals should be and what your priorities should be. One of the things as women that we do have a tendency, and I've been mentioning this a lot lately, is that as women, we are mothers. We are nurturers of our business. And we have a tendency to hold on to our business as though it's a baby. And we have to learn to let our business grow up. And with that, that means that we have to change our attitude about ourselves as business women. And so if you have not sat down and clearly identified goals and priorities for your business, it is really of utmost importance that you do so. Here's number two. You need to make sure your business foundation is solid. If you were not managing your business properly before the financial downturn, well, you might be feeling the pinch a bit more than others. Setting the business foundation for your company, here's what this includes. And I'm going to try and go a little bit slow, but I want you guys to take these notes because this is something that we all really need to be doing anyway, whether we were in a slow economy or not. In setting the foundation, you need to have a solid business plan or strategy. And by the way, ladies, everything that I'm telling you, you can go on womenaboutbiz.com to our business channels, which are located in the left-hand column bottom section, and you can read a lot of the information that I am telling you right now. You need a solid business plan or a strategy. Again, I don't think that you should have to have a 20 or 50-page business plan, but you definitely need a strategy. B, you need a clear understanding of your target market. Too many businesswomen are not knowing who their target market audience is. If you don't know, then you need to learn, okay? How do you find out who your target market is? Well, it's going to take some time for you to do a little bit of research. Perhaps you need to definitely look and consider of having a group of people over who you think might be your target market and create kind of like a focus group and a questionnaire where you can ask them questions. Also, looking at your competitors and looking at those who might be successful and who their target group tends to be. C is you need an up-to-date bookkeeping system, okay? This is all about setting your foundation solid. You need an up-to-date bookkeeping system. If you cannot know what your expenses were last month, if you don't know what they were last week, you've got a problem. D, you need a marketing plan, which should include marketing to your existing customers. That's right. The 80-20 rule still applies. 80% of your business can come from 20% of your current customers, but not if you don't have a marketing plan, a way to stay in front of them at all times. E, you need a branding plan to get your business known. Do you have a logo? Do you have a website that is more than just existing on the Internet, but a website that is calling people to action? Are you creating promotional events for your business? And are you doing press releases? There's a great website that I really love, and it's called freepressrelease.com. Freepressrelease.com. And it allows you to set up an account and to upload your press releases. And, of course, what that does is it allows you to get the word out for your business, but also it gets the search engines searching your website as well. And so, again, I want to encourage you to really think about having a system for your business that is going to not only, okay, that is not only going to help you to get in front of your customers, that is going to result in profit. I want to go ahead and repeat that website and make a little bit of correction. It is Free Press Release, but it's free-press-release.com. That's free-press-release.com. Free-press-release.com, okay? And I love this site because it allows you to upload press releases at no cost to you. It allows you to really get the word out there about your business, and it has a high page ranking of 5. So that means that the Google spiders search this particular website frequently, and if you know anything about Internet marketing, you need to understand that you need to have information about your business in different places. So we have covered the first two things to a business survival in a challenged economy. Number one, know what your business goals and priorities are. Number two, set that solid foundation, and I gave you a little bit of a breakdown. A, a solid business plan. B, a clear understanding of your target market. C, an up-to-date bookkeeping system. D, a marketing plan. And E, a branding plan. Well, it's 12:19 past the hour. This is Trina Newby, and you are with the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I hope that you guys are writing this information down. I hope that you have called and blessed someone else who would be able to take advantage of listening to the show and getting motivated, okay? Very, very important. Well, we're going to open up the call right now. We are going to be talking all this month literally about a million-dollar mindset and some of the things that you need to do with a million-dollar mindset. And I want to make sure that you guys know something, and that is that it takes more than money to be successful. You know, I know that it's challenging when you don't have the money to really invest in your company like you would like to, but I want to let you know something. Money is an intangible object that is created by its beholder, and that is us. Money does not make us. We make it. And we cannot, listen, we cannot utilize money as an excuse as to why our business is not successful. We really cannot. It's frustrating. We have to find solutions. We have to find answers as to why we are not achieving the goals that we need to. And today we're talking about a million-dollar mindset. It's just so absolutely important that we have a million-dollar mindset. And I'm not talking about just $1 million, but I'm talking about the kind of mindset that is unlimited, that it does not allow negative things, negative people. It does not allow anything to get in its way to achieving success. It does not make excuses. And having that million-dollar mindset, for some of us, is going to require us to have a paradigm shift, okay? It's going to require us to have a paradigm shift. And what does that mean? It means that how we grew up, how we perceive things to be may not be the way things really are. What we believe about ourselves and our abilities, it may not be the way really things should be. And so as a result, it will require us to have a paradigm shift, and that means to turn away, to literally turn away from the way you have been thinking in the past and to adapt a new mindset. To adapt a new way of thinking, to adapt a new way. Here's something that I learned a long time ago that has truly, truly helped me, and I hope that you guys are listening today. If you have been working on something in your business for the last year and it is not working, okay, it could be one of two things. Number one, you may not be implementing it properly, or number two, you are implementing it and it is not working for you. If it is number two, you need to turn away from that pattern of thinking and you need to find something else that is going to work based on its proven abilities. And that is the truth. I know one of the things that I had a habit of, and I had to really eliminate this habit, is I had a habit of holding on to ideas and thoughts a little too long. I would get excited about an idea or a concept, something that I felt was going to work. And then when it didn't work, instead of me releasing it and letting it go, I was still holding on to the old thought. And as a result, I found myself a couple of years later still visiting around the same highway at the same point all the time, and it was very frustrating. I couldn't figure out what was going on. I literally felt like something was wrong with me, and many of you on the call may have felt like that too. It's like, what am I not doing right? Why is it that I can't seem to make this business work in a way that it needs to work? And for many of you listening today, it could be because you need to have a paradigm shift. A paradigm shift in your business. Maybe you need to turn away from a way that you were thinking about your business and you need to adapt a new mindset, okay? You need to adapt a new mindset. So at this time, what I want to do is I want to open up the call. Maybe there's something that you need to turn away from. Maybe you need to turn away from an old thought that you thought about running your business or something that you thought about achieving, and maybe you need to adapt something new. I want you to share, what do you need to turn away from? What do you need to turn away from? I need you to press star 1 on your phone keypad, which will unmute your call and allow us to bring you on the air live. Of course, for those who press star 1, you're going to receive a copy of our book club book for September and October, The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. And we're just wanting you to share with us, what do you feel you need to turn away from so that you can start seeing better results in your life, better results in your business? It's 12:25 past the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with your host, Trina Newby. Again, we've got open lines, and of course, I know many of you want to get your free copy of the book, E-Myth, by Michael Gerber, and if you have not won a copy, we encourage you to press star 1 on your phone keypad. What are you wanting to turn away from in your business at this time? I see that we have a caller, last 4-6-5-4-4. Caller, are you on the air? I'm going to unmute you. Okay, caller 6-5-4-4, are you there?
I am. This is Denise Williams from California.
Hi, welcome to the call. And tell us, what do you feel that you need to turn away from your business?
Well, this is really hard to say, but I was listening to you as you were talking, and the thought that I need to give up is that I just don't have time. I always tell myself, well, I'm too tired, I don't have time, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it next week, and time just keeps marching on. And so I realized, you know, it's up to me to create the time. It's up to me to make the time. And so that's kind of what I'm having to move away from, that I don't have the time. I really do have the time. I have to make it a priority.
Absolutely.
And what I came to make it happen is to just do an hour a day, because I'm working another job. So to do it an hour a day or 2 hours a day, to have some attention on it, because that would at least be 5 hours versus
exactly.
Zero,
you know? Exactly. So and I agree with you. Go ahead.
No, that was it. That was my comment.
Okay. Very good. And, you know, we do use I don't have the time as an excuse in our business, but you know, anytime we sit down and we watch television on a Saturday for 4 hours, or any time that we have a tendency to just procrastinate and find ourselves doing things that really aren't priority at the time, we have the time. So I encourage you, you know, to definitely commit to that time, and it really is going to just require you to turn away from that old pattern of thinking. Eliminate that statement, I don't have the time, and move forward. Well, you are the winner of our book, E-Myth, Revisited by Michael Gerber, and I thank you so much for sharing that with us today. I know many other women have the same thing that they need to turn away from. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. We have our next caller who is calling from 7789. Caller, last 4-7789. Caller, are you there?
Hi, Trina, this is Sherelle. I am here. How are you?
I am doing just fine, Sherelle. And, Sherelle, what do you feel you need to turn away from?
Fear of just, you know, not knowing exactly what to say. I think it's more like a rejection thing, knowing what to say but not knowing how to respond back.
Okay, okay. And what do you know what it is that you can do to help yourself feel better about responding and knowing what to say?
Just do it.
Okay, okay, very, very good. Okay, so I encourage you to write down at least 5 ways that you can turn away from fear. You need to know specifics. You need to know how you're going to implement those 5 things, okay?
Okay.
And you are the winner of our book, E-Myth by Michael Gerber.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay, wonderful. It is 12:28 past the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and we are talking about having a million-dollar mindset. And one of the first things that we talked about is really have to turn away from your old way of thinking if it's not working for you. And I know as women, it's hard for us. We have a tendency to hang on to things. And ladies, you know we do. We have a tendency to hang on to relationships. We have a tendency to just hang on to so many things that are not good for us. But I'm here to say that one of the things that is going to help you to move and be successful and have a million-dollar mindset in your business is that you do have to turn away from things that's not working. You know you've been hanging on to something forever, and you know it hasn't been working for you. Why are you still holding on to it? Okay, caller whose last four is 5953. Caller whose last four is 5953. Caller, are you there?
Hi, yes, this is Sandra. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Sandra. And tell us, what do you feel you need to turn away from?
I need to turn away from not making excuses about not reinvesting in my business, because, I mean, I realize that not reinvesting is not going to help my business grow, and I want my business to grow, you know.
Yes.
And I look at my inventory, and I'm like, okay, I can do better than this, but I always find other things to do, other things to buy, make excuses, the kids need this, you know, my husband needs that. And I really need to sit down and just reevaluate my game plan. And I'm like, so glad you were saying, you know, build a solid foundation, because anything solid is strong as a rock, you know, and that's where I want to be.
Very good.
Wanting to refocus.
Wonderful. So you see that turning away from that mindset of not reinvesting in your business is can hurt your business.
It can. Oh my gosh, it really can.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for saying that, because I know there's a lot of women on this call who need to do the exact same thing. So thank you, and you're the winner of our book, E-Myth Revisited. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You know, those are some good things that you guys have mentioned that we need to turn away from. We need to turn away from fear. We need to turn away from not reinvesting in our business. We need to reinvest in our business. It is just so important. We need to turn away from saying that we don't have enough time, because we do have time. And I want to just commend the women who press star one on their keyboard and or their phone keypad. Thank you. Thank you for participating. There may be others out there who are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show who would like to participate and let us know what is it that you feel you need to turn away from. What have you been doing that's old in your business? You know you've been hanging on to it for a long time, and you know you need to kick it to the curb, and you need to adapt some new ideas and some new things for your business, because what you have been doing is just not working. I want to encourage you to press star one on the phone keypad so that you can share with us. Again, when you are ready to verbally admit something, you have a higher chance of literally making it happen, making it come to pass. So I want to encourage you. Again, this is Trina, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. It is not too late to flash over and tell somebody, look, you need to call in. Trina's given us some great information on business survival in a challenged economy. We are talking about having a million-dollar mindset. You need to listen to that today. So I encourage you to flash over, call someone who is at, you know, just trying to figure out how to make their business work, you know, really, really important. Tell them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, tell them to dial into 347-637-2589. Okay, we're at half past the hour, a little bit past that, and we're going to go ahead. I'm going to give you guys, I gave you two, okay, tips on surviving a challenged economy. Again, the first was know what your business goals and priorities are. The second was setting that solid foundation. Here's number three. Number three is identify your repeat customers and ensure that you stay sticky with them. This is a big one because most people don't do this. If you don't have a relationship with your current customers, your business cannot grow. Mostly all large companies get the majority of their business, from repeat customers. Mostly all large companies get their repeat business from their customers. And so you guys, if you're not learning how to create a relationship with the current customers you have, then this is a great error that you need to correct. This means that you should have a way to stay in contact with your current customers at least, at the very least, every 21 days. Here's number four. Make phone calls to at least 3 to 4 new contacts daily. Now, this is a biggie. This works. I know it does. I personally can attest to this. This really works. But here's one of those things again. People have a tendency to say that they don't have enough time, okay? But the goal here is to turn your contact into an interested prospect. Remember, the important question is, how can I help you? Make 3 to 4 contact calls. This is to people you don't know. Where do you get these contacts from? Oh, my goodness. If you're on Facebook, shame on you for even asking the question in your mind. You can get these contacts from Facebook, from making an offer out on Twitter. If you belong to other social networks, you can get this information from talking to them, emailing them, saying, hey, I would like the opportunity to share some information with you or to network with you. But try your very best to make phone calls to at least 3 to 4 people, new people, people that you really don't know, 3 to 4 contacts daily. Okay, what is that going to do for you? Okay, well, it can add anywhere between 90 and 100 new contacts to your database listing. It gives you, at the end of about 3 months, over 350 new contacts. At the end of a year, maybe more than 1,200 new contacts that you will have connected with. And if you remember, marketing is a science. It is a mathematical science. So out of those 1,200 people that you've talked to over the year, you are going to have some of those people who become your client, your customer. However, it's not going to happen if you're not consistent with that, okay? And let's look at number 5. Know when to get a part-time job or contract yourself out to bring in extra cash. Now, this is difficult for many of us who are full-time business owners, but I just want to say that it's a hard decision, but it's a decision that some of us have to make, okay? If our businesses are not bringing in enough income to take care of, number one, the first number one priority, you and your family, then you have no choice but to get a part-time job or to contract yourself out to bring in extra cash. You can forecast how your business is doing financially by reviewing a cash flow or balance sheet, and you can stay on top of your business finances by doing a financial review weekly if necessary. But what's important here is that you need to understand is that it's okay to have to get a part-time job. I'd rather be at a point to get a part-time than full-time. I'd rather be at a point to know that I need to probably look at contracting myself out or doing something to bring in some more income than to have to be looking at giving up the business and to do a full-time job. So I want to encourage you that we have to be proactive in everything that we do as business women. And that means that we have to constantly be evaluating our business, look at the kind of money that is coming in, and we have to know when the time is for us to literally start looking for something part-time. And it really shouldn't be when we are literally broke and busted and just don't have money at all. We really should be looking at it when you say, hey, it seems like my business has gone down by 30% or 25%. I see that I'm not getting as many people, okay, to buy or purchase things or get my service. Okay, this is a time for me to look at the possibility that I may need to do something part-time just to pad myself and make sure that I stay out of the danger zone, okay? Well, I'm going to go ahead and move to a caller. We've so far covered 5 things that we can do to survive in a challenged economy. Caller 2970. Caller 2970. Caller, are you there? Caller whose last four phone numbers are 2970. Caller, you're live on the air. Are you there? Okay. Well, we can go ahead and mute that caller back, and perhaps we'll try in a few minutes. Again, if you'd like to share with us something that you need to turn away from for your business because you've been doing it, you haven't really been getting great results with it, you know you need to turn away from it, you just haven't made that move, go ahead and press star 1 on your phone keypad. Normally, you know what you are going through, we all have gone through it at some point in our business, and many of us maybe are going through it but just have not admitted it to ourselves. And if that is the case, it's going to help everybody who's listening for you to share what you need to turn away from, okay? I see that we have another person who has raised their hand, or I thought that they had. I'm going to try again, caller whose last four is 2970. Caller whose last four is 2970. We can unmute that person. Caller, are you on the air? Caller, are you there? Okay, well, we're so sorry. Perhaps you're on your cell phone. We can go ahead and mute that caller again, and we'll go ahead and move to the next caller, caller 8689. Caller 8689. Caller, are you there? Okay, hopefully we are not having technical difficulties, but caller, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Your name and the city you're calling from?
Vivian Allen, Atlanta.
Oh, hi, Vivian. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful. And Vivian, do you have something to share with us about what you would like to turn away from?
Yes, I do. I am, I guess, a procrastinator, and I am one of those people who sometimes have too many irons in the fire. And it is kind of like prioritizing, and I feel that I have to find out what is truly important to me.
Okay.
And I can get very passionate about a lot of things, and so I find myself in a lot of, projects that just stifles me, and then I find myself getting behind on everything. And so I really need to really prioritize and really just look within and say, okay, this is what is most that I'm most passionate about, and then, you know, kind of go from there. So
okay.
I just struggle with that.
Okay, so Vivian, let's gain a little clarity right now. Vivian, what do you think, can you actually make a clear statement on what it is you need to turn away from?
Procrastination.
Okay, very good. So you need to turn away from procrastination. And what I want to encourage you to do, Vivian, is I want you privately to your own self to list out 5 ways you can turn from procrastination. You've already said some things live on the air, but I want you to today list those 5 ways and email those 5 ways to me, Vivian. I'm a firm believer, first of all, I'm a procrastinator. Who hasn't procrastinated, okay? But at the same time, women have a tendency to allow procrastination to literally crush us. It can paralyze us, and we have to be very, very careful about that. So, Vivian, you think you can list 5 ways that you can turn away from procrastination today?
Yes, I can.
Wonderful. And, of course, you are the winner of the book, E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber.
Oh, thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you for dialing into the show, and we look forward to you participating in future shows.
Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. It's 12:43, and, of course, it is almost a quarter till the hour, and so I want to go ahead and give you guys number 6, which is the last tip on business survival in a challenged economy. Number 6 is cut business supplies and other spending as much as possible. Okay, have coffee or beverage at lunch meetings instead of a full lunch if you've already eaten or had, or if you're not hungry. Make it a salad or a simple meal from the menu. Keep your current business attire pressed and ready to wear. Don't buy anything new. These are all things that are literally, I think, specific to women. We have a tendency to really spend money where we don't need to spend it. A lot of the times we want all of those nice, neat gadgets, okay? We want those briefcases, and we want all of the nice little things that are going to make us feel like we're in business. But I'm telling you, we have to really jump into reality here. We need to cut expenses. If you're thinking about buying a new computer right now, don't buy a new computer. Buy a really nice refurbished or used computer. And by the way, for those of you who are in the Georgia area, and even if you're not, I do believe they do shipping, check out the website, ginstar.com. That's G-I-N-S-T-A-R, ginstar.com. If you're in the Atlanta area, they're located off of in Norcross off of Jimmy Carter Boulevard or downtown Atlanta off of Northside Drive. If you're outside of the Georgia region, they do ship, I do believe. I have been purchasing my computer and technology equipment from GenStar probably for more than 9 years now, and they have some incredible sales and deals at GenStar on laptops and computers. You can get a laptop right now from GenStar for as little as $199. I mean, here's the thing. You know, as women, we have to prevent ourselves from wanting the name brand or prevent ourselves from literally wanting to have something new all the time. If you're in need of a computer for your business or a laptop, try out GenStar. You'll really like them, GenStar.com. Moving along, again, on cutting supplies and expenses, I can remember one tax season I was doing my taxes and learned that I spent more than $25,000 on supplies. Now, supplies isn't just pens and pencils. It's computers. It's, other various types of equipment. The one thing that you have to be careful about is that you can go overboard. And so, again, I want to encourage you to really minimize your supply spending during this challenged economy. The other thing is, instead of having a lunch meeting, meet somebody for coffee or a beverage. It's a lot cheaper, okay? And it's okay to meet somebody for lunch and not just treat them all the time for lunch, even though they're a prospective client. It's okay these days. If you do have lunch with an important prospective client and you want to treat them, then try to go somewhere where the menu is really reasonably priced. Make it a salad or a simple meal. Again, keep your business attire pressed and ready to wear. Don't go out and buy anything new, okay? I know I am on a spending diet at this time. I am on a spending diet. And what that means is that I've got a lot of expenses business-wise, and therefore I will not be buying anything new for myself to wear, and I definitely am going to make sure that I curtail my supply expenses, and I encourage all of you to do the same. I hope giving you guys these 6 tips to business survival in a challenged economy are going to help you. And if you didn't get all of them, just simply go to the Women About Biz website. You can read the article, Business Survival in a Challenged Economy. And, you know, again, I want to encourage all of you who are listening right now, we all need to turn away from something that is not working in our business. And right at this time, I want to go ahead and I want to give you 3 things that you need to do to adopt a million-dollar mindset. 3 things that you need to do to adopt a million-dollar mindset. I bet some of you who've been listening to me already know one of these things that I'm going to tell you because I start off with it all the time. Again, if you do not have a vision, if you have not created one personally for yourself nor your business, that's the first problem right there, okay? How can you know where you're going in your business? How can you know if you're achieving anything if you have not set a vision? And I just want to encourage everyone, you need to have a vision for yourself personally, and then you need to have one for your business, okay? Why? Why do you say this? Well, it's simple. I say this because for so long, I did not know where I was going in my business. I knew what I liked. I knew what I had a passion about, but I did not know what it was that I wanted to experience personally. Once I knew and understood what it was that I wanted to experience personally, then I knew how my business could complement that financially and the goals that I needed to set in my business to make that happen. Your vision is literally all about an experience, some experience that you want to have, okay? And a lot of the times, most women don't know what it is they want to experience. They think they know what it is that they want, but oftentimes you don't have your vision clear enough. There's not enough clarity, okay? So I encourage you to get clear on your vision. That's the first thing you can do to have a million-dollar mindset. A woman without a vision will not move forward, and you need to have one, okay? The second thing that you need to do to have a million-dollar mindset is you need to put your ideas into action, okay? You need to put your ideas into action. You know, I think as women, we are absolutely phenomenal and incredible at coming up with ideas and ways to make money, and I think that we have a lot of valid ideas. The problem is that we're good at talking about it, but not necessarily good at implementation, okay? A person who has a million-dollar mindset, they're all about action, okay? They're all about action. They're not just about talking about being in business, but they are willing to put things into action, okay? So I want to encourage you to take your ideas, to take your vision, and to put it into action. And what that literally means is that you have to create tasks and get them plotted on your calendar and make these things happen, okay? So number one was get a vision, get clear on your vision. Number two, we'll take your ideas and put them into action. Be a woman about action, okay, which is very, very important. And number three is evaluation. Learn how to evaluate your business. If you have not been looking at what works and what doesn't work, guess what? You don't have anything to measure your business by. And not having anything to measure your business by, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to be able to evaluate it. Evaluation is key, and I recommend that you evaluate your business on a quarterly basis, okay? And if you're new to evaluating, then I recommend that you evaluate your business weekly until you understand the importance of evaluation and how to make it happen for your business. So those three things, get clear on your vision, put your ideas into action, and evaluate. Those are three things that you can do to have a million-dollar mindset. Why? Because individuals who have made $1 million, individuals who are successful in their personal lives and who are in business for themselves and doing extremely well, they are not idle people. They are not people that just sit by and allow things to pass them by. They are individuals who understand that they must have a clear vision, they must be people of action, and they must know at all times how to evaluate their business, which is very, very important. Of course, I want to encourage everyone on the call to take advantage of our weekly coaching sessions, which start on tomorrow, the 14th. If you're a Gold member, you should have registered a long time ago. If you are not a Gold member and you are a Silver member, free member on Women About Biz, you can still register for the coaching sessions. All you need to do is go to Business Coaching on the Women About Biz website, and there we'll have all of the information that you need to get yourself registered for the coaching sessions, which start tomorrow, the 14th, at 7 p.m. sharp, okay? Start tomorrow, the 14th, at 7 p.m. sharp. Well, as I told you guys before, E-Myth, one of my all-time favorite books, is our book of the month for September and for October. And I just want to encourage you guys to really, really get your copy of the book, even if you're not going to participate in the book club. This book will set your mindset free, okay?
It will set your mindset free of stinking thinking. It will set it free of negative thinking. It will set it free and give you the mindset that you need to have about running a small business. And just real quickly, I want to just let you know, in this book, Michael Gerber gives us three pivotal roles that must be played in every business, no matter how small, no matter how big, three pivotal roles that must be played in every business in order to be successful. And those three roles are, number one, we have to have a laborer, the technician. We have to have the person who is able to make the gadgets or provide the services. That's the laborer or the technician. Number two, we have to have the manager, okay? We have to have that role in our business, okay, that is going to take care of the bookkeeping, make sure that the labor is doing what it's supposed to be doing. And number three, the entrepreneur visionary, the most ultimate important role in any business is the entrepreneur visionary, the ambassador you have to be for your company. Well, it is 12:56. It is 4 minutes remaining on our show. And at this time, I would like to go ahead and give you guys some inspiration for today. Okay, I want to quickly give you guys some inspiration for today. We're talking about having that million-dollar mindset. And here is your inspiration. Money does not rule you. You rule it. And so for this week, I want you to eliminate the excuse of saying that you don't have enough money. I want you to eliminate the excuse of feeling like you're by yourself in your business, because you're not. There are many resources and tools and people out there to help you. But the most important thing is that you must realize here today, here to now, that you deserve to be wealthy. You deserve to be wealthy. And you have to start by adapting a million-dollar mindset. So you must get clear on your vision. Be a woman about action. Learn how to evaluate your business. And you need to understand that wealth is yours for the taking. It truly is. But it's not going to be that way if you don't turn away from practices and thoughts that you've been putting into action in your business that have not been working. It is just not going to happen. Okay, so you need to have a paradigm shift. As I said before, you need to have a paradigm shift, okay? And I want to encourage you as soon as you can to sit down with your favorite cup of or beverage, and I want you to really start writing out some things that you can do to turn away from your business so you can start seeing some results, okay? That's very, very important. Well, we have 1 minute left on the show. I'm very excited that all of you have joined us today. Please make sure that you put in your planner to tune in next Monday, okay, next Monday the 20th, for the Successful Woman Radio Show at 12 Eastern Standard Time, okay? Make sure that you let other people know about Successful Woman Radio. And if you have not connected with me yet on Facebook, go to facebook.com/KarinaNewby and make sure that you connect with me. Please make sure you register for the Empower for Women conference. Just go to Women About Biz. The information is up live for you now. If you're interested in being an exhibitor and have questions, just give me a call, 770-774-2109. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I wish you a successful and prosperous week. Bye-bye, everyone.